everything is ready, everything is matured. There is nothing that is 1 minute ahead and 1 minute behind. And so we have heard songs sung by Brother Branham, like very much concerning the light at evening time. They lighten the waterway. And here there's a song now about the Eleazar call, the eventide message of a vindicated prophet, of a bride preparing herself, all glorious within and without, through the preparation, as even as it tells us in your word, Lord, she's washed her robes. These things, Lord, we know that she's of such character, as the prophet said, to stand still, listen to the message, stand in the waters of separation until she's thoroughly dressed, knowing the prophet said, I believe I've been called to dress a bride. Lord, all these things we know, and we see them just absolutely, no other age could have had it. We realize that other people have come and said, yes, I'm Elijah, but that wasn't the hour. They missed the hour. The things weren't ready. But today, Lord, we know we are ready. And so we pray, Lord, as we believe already this little bit of a service you had this morning and the other services recently and the Saturday and Friday have contributed toward the fastening on of the garments, as the prophet would say, nailing it down. And Lord, this morning we believe that we're helped already and shall be continued to be helped, because we don't think there's any such thing as people coming together, hearing the word or talking the word and not making strong advances in the spiritual realm, releasing that wine and that oil that is so good for us. So help us now in our study. We'll be careful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. May be seated. Now, the actual message, which may be sort of anticlimactic, I don't know. The actual message this morning is Word Coming to Life. Word Coming to Life. In the Anointed Ones at the End Time, page 44, paragraph 191, Brother Branham said, this word is coming to life now. Now, as a sentence isolated from its context, it is very easy to let our thoughts go strictly to the positive and think how God is quickening the promise of immortality to the bride. He has already quickened or brought into manifestation and thus into life the promise of Malachi 4, 5, and 6, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers, lest they come and smite the earth with a curse. He said, look, I'm coming. He said, there's a curse involved. But he said, you will not be recipient. You will be quickened to the promise, and the promise, therefore, you will receive. We also know that the word has come to life in Luke 17, 20 to about 30. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. He said, it'll be there, but you won't see it because you can't see it, but it'll be there. You've got to recognize it another way. Neither shall they say, lo here, lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. That's also in the midst of you. Brother Branham used it within because that is true. But in a larger sense here, it is in the midst, because he was speaking of himself. As Brother Branham said, the king is here. And he said to the disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days the Son of Man shall not see it. And they'll say to you, see here, see there, go not after nor follow. For as the lightning that lighteth out of one part under heaven shines the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. And you can see what that is there. That is illumination, the bringing of light. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And now watch what happens when he comes to the generation, and here's what happens in that generation. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, given in marriage, till the days of Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now if you pick up the books on theology, and you go to this text here, where it mentions the days of the Son of Man, you will see that the brighter theologians, the ones that are more circumspect in their understanding, will tell you, we do not know what this means, but the days of the Son of Man will be back. Now, the man Rotherham, I liked him because Brother Branham, laid down what the baptism with the Holy Ghost really was. And when you talk to, when you read Rotherham, and he mentioned the word parousia, the presence, he said, this is the word that we'll have to wait to see it fulfilled, to get its understanding. And Brother Branham categorically said that concerning the word has to be fulfilled to be interpreted, and then at that time you get the understanding of it. So these men understood this, that this was a time. That's why Brother Branham kept talking all the time, you have to know the word for the season. Well, how are you going to know a word for the season if you don't know the season?
Right.
So you see, these men understood there's a word for a season. But if you were to tackle them on it, they'd run. Oh, yeah, that's right, but you don't have it. See? Well, it's got to come sometime. See? Look at, wisdom is justified of her children. And when you turn down the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you're sold yourself into bondage. All right. They ate, they drank, they married wives, and given in marriage to thee, Noah, and the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, rained fire and crimson from heaven, and destroyed them all. Now, you know, the same day that Lot got his comeuppance, you know what happened? Abraham and Sarah got theirs. Sodom and Gomorrah got annihilated, destroyed, but God took care of his own. Brother Branham constantly said two angels went down into Sodom and Gomorrah, but he said one stayed back with the elect. And you know, you've got to understand these things, you've got to believe them, and if you believe them, then you'll accept them, and your life will then be built upon them. It won't be built upon the shifting sands of man's theology. The same day Lot went out, it rained fire and brimstone. Even thus it shall be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now it doesn't say there's going to be water destroy the earth. It doesn't say fire is going to come down and do that. It is telling you the days of man are going to repeat. Is what we already read in the book of Joel and the other books, how that the Spirit of God would come, a revival would come, this and that would come, preceding destruction, in order to bring to maturity the tares and the wheat. See, the quickening of the Word of God, the Word coming to life in the end time. All right. With that, we also know that Revelation 10, 1-7 takes place. That's when the mighty messenger comes down and time runs out at the time when the earthly messenger, the seventh church messenger, is here on the scene. Also, John 14 and 12, when the greater works are done. Not greater in intensity, but greater in magnitude, as Brother Branham categorically said. Jesus had more success with his ministry in my life than what he did in his own.
Amen.
Why? Because he had a greater platform. He had a greater extension. Because this time the message was going around the world, whereas it just was incipient. Then you can also understand what came to life that has been quickened already is 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. I beg your pardon, 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, which some of you might not be so familiar with because Brother Branham did not go into this as we go into it, although he gave us the clue in the seventh seal when he said that the seventh seal is relaxation. And that's what it says here. Now it says here in verse 6, chapter 1, seeing it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Now there it is. He says, I'm going to come and curse those that are obnoxious. But to you who are troubled, notice, what does the Bible say? It says, woe unto them by whom curses come and villainy, excesses come. Never says woe unto them to whom it comes, because all things can work together for good. But it says, woe unto you people here. He said, the righteous judgment of God is here because you've made people suffer. Seeing it's the righteous thing with God to recompense the tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, relax with us. Now, if you put that in the mouth of the Apostle Paul, the mouth of Jesus, the mouth of William Branham, it wouldn't matter which. You could put that in the mouth of Christ and he said, well, I've ceased from all my labor, I'm at rest, everything's going to be fine, the price is paid. He said, of course, you've got a bit of a price to pay too, which is character training. But he said, you're fine, you're like me. Now, you could say like William Branham, you know, William Branham, he knew that was it. And we could see from what he gave us, it is it. So we can relax with him. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed in heaven. Now, when does this relaxation come? When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed in heaven with his mighty messenger. Now, Brother Branham categorically said that was the ring of the cloud of angels in Christ was the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. Did he say it? He certainly did. He certainly did. I know some people think that many times I say things the prophet didn't say. I got news for you. I'm quoting him accurately. I can't tell you just where it is. That's for the bright boy. I'm the stupid boy. I go in by inspiration. If God said he would be with Aaron's mouth, he got to be with my mouth then if I'm going to try to do something along the same line. I don't know that I can. But I believe he will. And you do what you want. You can believe or disbelieve. Doesn't matter to me. I believe. That makes me a believer of some kind. We get before we get finished, you're going to find what kind of believer you are. And it's easier than you think. And it's harder than a whole lot of you might think, too. Well, keep moving here. He said, relax. What time? When you enter your rest? When he is revealed from heaven. Brought into manifestation. Now, just a minute. Let's get this back. This is the apocalypse. What is the apocalypse? Judge. What did he say the ring of angels surrounded? Judge. Let's read it. And you who are troubled can finally relax. When the judge, Revelation 1, amen, shall be revealed, his picture taken with seven angels, and flames of fire coming to work vengeance and to avenge. Remember, the unjust judge was avenging, exonerating her, getting her back what was hers. But he's going to take vengeance, as he said here, on them that know not God. Who know not God? Wait, but everybody knows God. Not the God of Ephesians 1. Verse 17. That obey not the gospel, the obedience of faith, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he shall have come. That takes place after the coming to be revealed in us. Come be glorified in these things. What's he here for? To glorify. Right? The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. What is the shout? A message. Who brought it down? God himself, Elohim. Prophet said so. People are still confused. Not my job to be confusing. I can tell them point blank. They're not going to believe it anyway. But Elohim, or Jehovah, said to Adonai. The Redeemer said to the beautiful one, Adonai, the lover of our soul, James. Sit at my right hand. So isn't it perfectly true that Jehovah or Elohim could come down, the Lord descend with the message, and then we meet Adonai in the air? You know, I don't understand. Well, I won't talk about that. I'm a little prone to get a little harsh if I do, and I don't want to be that way. See my nose? Okay. I think you get the point. It isn't that small. You could miss it unless you're closing your eyes to it. Get a good profile of that gene? I don't worry about my nose. The only time I worry is somebody busted one or I can't smell. Or get a miserable cold in them. All right. We keep reading. Wherefore also we pray all with you that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all good pleasure with his goodness and the work of his faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified. That's also Ephesians. In you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together in him. Now how did Jesus say he gathers the people? Elohim gathers you by the prophet. Matthew 23, right? Reading in verse 35 to 39. He gathers by the prophet. So therefore, Elohim descended. He started his appearing in 1933. On June the 11th, the people saw that whirling rainbow cloud come down, 3,000 roughly. God used William Branham's voice. And the words that came to William Branham's own lips positively words, John the Baptist foreran the first coming, so your message foreruns the second. So there must be then a message. That's Acts 3, amen, the great revival, amen, right? Then will be what? He's got to be kept there until the word's restored. That's your message. Then he can come in a bodily form and not before. After the message comes what? The voice, the raising of the dead. After that comes the summoning trumpet. And the spirit that's now in our midst takes us up there and reincarnates himself in that body. And we crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, brother, sister, the wheat is being gathered. The same time the soma comes for the eagle, the toma comes for the vultures. And please be advised, there are no vultures in the Bible. They are eagles. There are dirty eagles and clean eagles. The east does not know a vulture. It knows a dirty eagle. That's right. And so you got a lot of dirty eagles. And they're gathered for the great supper of God in destruction. And the clean eagles are gathered to the fresh manna, the fresh carry, and the fresh kill. That's in Scripture. It's all the way in Scripture. All right, the Lord himself shall descend. We're in the midst of the shout. And we could mention many more Scripture, but we won't take our time for it that the prophet brought to our attention. However, we will not isolate this sentence. This word is come to it to life now. I'm not going to isolate that and put it only in the positive. That would be wrong, because Brother Branham was not preaching that kind of a sermon. He was not. He was preaching the anointed ones of the end time. So we will keep it exactly where he put it, and that is right with his revelation of Matthew 24:24, which explains that at the end time, when Elijah, the true anointed prophet of restoration, arises, there will be false prophets who correctly prophesy, as did Balaam, and other false prophets like Jannes and Jambres, who could impersonate Moses and duplicate his hairy miracles. And wherein Moses' ministry was the voice of God to bring the people to God, these three other prophets became the voices of Satan to take the people from God and confirm them in the lie and utter destruction. You get what he said? Everybody understand? No problem? I'll read it again. We will keep it exactly in context where it belongs. That is right with the revelation of Matthew 24:24. Let us read Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christ, even lying prophet. What's the prophet all about? Word. The sign and the wonder only is the wrapping for the bread. And you better be careful about the wrapping, because it can fool you. And if you get fooled on the wrapping, you'll get fooled on the bread. You know, I've done that a lot of times. In fact, I got a shirt from Penny. I like that shirt. And you know what? I picked up the wrong size of that shirt. Right color. Exactly what I wanted. Took it home. I said, whoa, what kind of a nut are you anyway? You got a size 15, not a 16 shirt here. So I took it back. And you know, I said, hey, change this shirt. And she picked up the wrong one. I got fooled lots of times on things. I get fooled all the time, pick up a wrong loaf of bread, even. You know, you can pick up the wrong thing, brother, sister, and get fooled, because you look at it, oh, that's it. There's certain earmarks. There's certain things you better know before you jump. Oh, how people have bought homes. Oh, they bought homes and property, and they didn't have a proper title searcher, whatever you want to call them. Title researcher, look it up. And a little fine print, they lost their shirt. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm 72, and I'm warned by the government, don't you get any insurance plus your Medicare unless you really know what you're getting, because there are fine print vultures out there. And so a guy came to my door that in. He said, I want to sell you something. I said, hey, buddy, I got AARP, Prudential. And he said, well, that's important so-and-so. I said, I'm even dropping that. I don't want it. Goodbye. I'm going to get something else that I know about. They'll show great signs and wonders, insomuch if it were possible, and it's pretty close to it, they shall deceive the very elect, not just the elect. the very elect. That's the ones that are going to make the rapture. All right. Let's get it right where Brother Branham put his sermon title. It's right with his prophet's revelation in Matthew 24:24, which explains that at the end time when Elijah, the true anointed prophet of restoration, arises, there will be false prophets who correctly prophesied at Balaam, and other false prophets like Jannes and Jambres who can impersonate Moses and duplicate his very miracles, and wherein Moses' ministry was the voice of God to bring the people to God, to bring them together for God and to God. These three other prophets, dear Goodman, became the voice of Satan to take the people from God and confirm them in the lie and their utter destruction. It might be well to note here that in both cases we see government and religion in a union, for Pharaoh stood with Jannes and Jambres, and Balak promoted Balaam. Organized religion and government stood with both, stood against. That is, government and religion stood against Jeremiah and Micaiah, and Korah, Dathan, and Abiram formed a minister's union to withstand Moses. In all cases, this was a withstanding of God and not of man. This did not put anything right. It put everything wrong further wrong. You can see here that multitudes do not make necessarily wisdom. All through the ages, but especially now, we see God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom locked in battle. God's cosmos and Satan's cosmos that forms the government. Because remember, God has a cosmos. He owned all of it originally. The devil has a cosmos. That's why the Bible can say God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and that is the cosmos of God. Because the devil also has a cosmos, because 2 Peter says so. That was the cosmos that got lost when God said what he wanted to under Noah. The world of the ungodly, the cosmos of the ungodly perished. But the cosmos of God never perished. God's cosmos and Satan's cosmos are in direct confrontation. They are in direct confrontation and battle. It is today the final battle has been engaged for Zoe. Like I said already this morning, dear. Zoe, that's you, that's me. That's the animal. That's the plant life. That's earth. That's everything. Satan wants a kingdom. He wants to get it. It is today as it was when God's kingdom was on earth in Eden. Brother Branham categorically said God's headquarters was in Eden. Amen. It's today as it was when God's kingdom was on earth in Eden that Satan came to take over that kingdom, and he did it by a false prophet. A creature so close to the true human being. Think, speak. Far more handsome than Adam. That's why she fell for him. Yep. Giant. She was Satan's lying prophet. Amen. Satan's lying prophet was the serpent at the beginning. So in every age, and especially now today, Satan is using false prophets to hinder a return to Eden and attempting to take over the whole world, even the universe, and exalt his throne above the stars. Yep. Promoting all types of science. These false prophets are so deceived and deceiving as to be in complete deception of serving Satan and thinking they're serving God. Now that's the thing right there that's dismal. That's the thing where people could rise up and say, well, I don't think I want to believe in that kind of a God. You can become very disenchanted at this point. I said something yesterday that might make you think a little more deeply today. How that when you get to really know the mechanics, what's behind this message as to the mechanics, you can say, I don't know if I like that. That's right. Because you're getting back to knowing what was way back there in Arania said, God being the Savior was necessary for him to predestinate a sinner in order to give God reason and purpose of being. And we in our humanity say, oh, we must be careful that not at anybody's expense we ever do something. We say, why would God do that to us? That makes you stop and think, hey, I don't know if I want to have anything to do with this God or not. See, only the elect could take this message, brother, sister. You got to be plumb out of your human thinking. Brother Branham, on one occasion, maybe others, said, he took me plumb out of my thinking. Well, I couldn't think that for $1 billion. I couldn't do that. So listen, Satan's using false prophets to hinder. And these false prophets are so deceived and deceiving. They are in the complete deception. They are serving Satan, thinking they're serving God. And the people think they're worshiping God and they're worshiping Satan. But that's the truth. The mechanics we know, we've known for years. I preached the mechanics on this one right after Brother Branham died. Righteousness and unrighteousness. Two people doing the same thing under the same conditions. One had a revelation, one didn't. Satan put in the heart of that person. And God refused the worship. Right today they are in acting. Now listen. These prophets. And this word that's living today about them. Right today they are enacting the future white throne scene of condemnation. For Brother Branham said they presently sit as tares amongst the wheat in the kingdom of God. And he said of them, they are they who are now saying, we are casting out devils in his name. We are doing miracles. We are prophesying and we're doing it correctly. We have gifts. We have results. So presently they sit as tares amongst the wheat to receive the reign of God. Say, you mean they get the same Holy Ghost I get? Yep. But not like you get it. Having received the full effects of Hebrews 6 and Luke 17:20, and imitated Luke 17:22-30, let's look at Hebrews 6. We can never look at this too much because Brother Branham's vision was for the end time. A sower in white went forth to sow, and a man followed him in black, sowing the seed. And this was not Matthew chapter 13. No, this was Hebrews 6. Matthew 13 is the beginning. This is the ending. This is the Alpha vision. Now, therefore, leaving the principles, the doctrine of Christ, that has gone to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and the faith toward God of the doctrine of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection, and so on. He said, let's go and finish this whole thing off. Let's get a concluding revelation. He said, you've already had this. And if God will do it, he said, if he will do this, if God permit, but God would not permit it. Couldn't stop it. It had to be here. Now here's what he said about the end time revelation. For it is impossible for those who are once for all enlightened and taste the heavenly gift, absolutely see it before their eyes, made partakers of the Holy Ghost, yet a definite anointing upon them, taste the good word of God and the power of the world to come. All of that is there. Having fallen away. See? Now what are they going to fall from? Not falling from this, falling for this. Not falling from it, falling for it. What are they going to fall from? Something that says they can't be renewed to repentance. So they're going to fall away from something that you'll never change your mind about ever again. Huh? Like what Joe told me, said, Brother Vail, if you ever say to me, look, son, I was wrong. I preached the Prussia. I'm wrong. He said, no use, Brother Vail. I can't change my mind. I believe it. He said, well, Joe's got to be a clown. Well, I imagine good old Hungarian freedom fighter could be a clown, but he isn't. He's right. I can't get away with what I teach. And I don't know why people don't teach it. If he really came down, like the prophet said, and the evidence is here, and he said the camera took it to prove it, what's wrong with me if I don't tell somebody? And what if they see it wrong? What's the matter with me telling them what's right? I'll tell you one thing, brother, sister. If I'm wrong up here preaching, I'm preaching. I'm perfectly easy going to the white throne concerning it. Something's happened. I'm either so black and so down, which maybe some of you might agree with this, it's fine by me. I haven't quoted you this quote, I'm going to quote you. But the white throne is on. They taste the good word of God and the power of the world to come, having fallen away. You can't renew and repent. Now, what have they done? They crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. They have done this to God in the omega of the Spirit. It's already over. Brother Branham said, I indict this generation. Preached on the holiest cities, the holiest religion, the holiest people, the holiest God, and everything else. Said they destroyed it. So, all right. You're looking at Hebrews 6. Luke 17 and 20 was the kingdom of God. Luke 17, 20 to 30 was the Son of Man in complete manifestation. Now I'm going to read you based upon what Brother Branham said. It's already white throne, and they're sitting down in the kingdom right now. Well, he said it, didn't he? Not only once at the end time. He said it. And he said, they're saying, we've cast out devils. Now, here's what he said right here. I'm your brother in a prayer. Perfect faith, page 34. I'm your brother, standing as your brother, and intercessor. So, just a minute. That William Branham, he just got too big for his britches. That's why God killed him. No, let the priest go before the porch and the altar, confessing his sins and the sins of his people. Intercessor. You and I can't intercede for people, something wrong with it. I'm your brother, standing as your brother, intercessor, trying my best to hold you before God. And I'm standing here right before the white throne now. Pointing my finger to that bloody sacrifice and speaking through his name that it's done. So I don't know if I like that kind of prophet. I do. Because he backs up everything we say as long as he preaches what he says. Okay. They've imitated Luke 17. They prophesy correctly. They heal the sick. They cast out devils. They do miracles through the true anointing of God. They are doing all this in the name of the Lord. But they are denying his presence and his prophet. And living a lie, for their word is dogma, and their head is organization. Many will come the day after tomorrow. That's the white throne. The millennium is one day, right? 24 hours is 1,000 years before God. 1,000 years, 24 hours. The millennium is right here. The day after tomorrow. That means now. 24 hours and maybe 5 minutes. 2 minutes? Who knows? Many will come the day after tomorrow and say, even as they are saying now in the presence of God and his bride, they're saying it now in the presence of God and his bride. So that's white throne. Right? Right. Let your thinking go, please. You're not fundamental anymore. Look, if you are so far from fundamental, you are not fundamental, or you are missing it.
Right.
So jar your head, brother, sister, and use your brain. I'm not unkind in saying that. I mean it. Because the renewing of your mind brings your transfiguration. No renewing of your mind, no transfiguration. No repenting means you got no garment. And remember, the garment is an inner garment. And Brother Branham screamed in prophecy, and I know he didn't know what he said. Why, he said, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the king. Why, he said, that's the word of the Lord. He said, God is the king. And he screams, bring on your holy vesture. a sword and vesture? When you dress people with authority, you cut the clothes off with authority. It'll be ridiculous. With the holy word of God standing by. That's the truth. Yep. White throne. They're right in the presence of God and His bride right now. Saying, we have cast out devils, done mighty works in your name. Vindicating themselves by a duplicated ministry. He did it and I can do it too. That's it. I know I know how to throw off on anybody. Because look at my books, Tommy Osborne, like Brother Branham said, was the best of the worst. Because he didn't care two bits for gifts. He said, Brother Bale, I don't know the thing about gifts. All I know, the Word of God works. But what is Tommy Osborne's testimony? He said, when I saw that happen in Portland, Oregon, where the devil was cast out of that man, maybe not cast out, but that demoniac, fell at Brother Branham's feet. He said, a voice said to me, and I'm going to do the best to quote it right. I'm not Paul DeMott, if I'm right. He said, a voice said, that's the way they did it in the Bible. You can do it too. When I saw Brother Branham, I never saw that magnificent a thing. But I heard him say, bring me 24 of your worst cases. I guarantee healing. I saw not one miss. And I wept for the 2 hours or so. He prayed for the sick. And the voice that said to me was this. If you listen to any man, that's the man you listen to. He said, Brother Dave, you pit one man against it. I pit the word of God against the man. Keep hear my voice. Didn't say, see my work. Israel fell. They saw my work for 40 years and they went to hell. They never heard the word. And you sit here and try to tell me I'm wrong. You better get yourself buttoned up, laced up, brother, sister. Don't place the pull punches. I'm not boasting. I'm telling the truth. You do what you want with it. Sitting down with the white throne in the kingdom. Let's go back to Hebrews 6 again. For it's impossible for those who are once for all enlightened. Something came, manifested, that they knew had to be true somehow, some way. So they entered in when they saw the heavenly gift that the prophet brought. Actually, God has given the gift of His Son in the form of the Holy Ghost to us, and they saw Him in action. Because the words of man can't do that. I quoted Brother Branham, so don't think I'm quoting Lee there when I said that. He said, just think, I wonder what God has given the gift of His Son in these last days. No, and just think, I wonder what God has given in these last days. God has given the gift of His Son to us in the form of the Holy Ghost. Quote. Where's the quote of I don't know where it's quoted from. I ain't got a cat out of memory. God didn't say He'd be in my head, He'd be in my mouth. And I proved it. The head may be slightly involved. Taste of the good word of God, the power of the world to come. Having fallen away, what from? What they know to be the truth. And right on this tape, he said, you preachers sitting in your studies, you know this is the truth, you hear these tapes. And you won't do one thing about it because your organization. And people are just as smug in the pews. Just as smug. In fact, sometimes they're a whole lot smugger. Because you know why? Like father, like son. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. You couldn't do this till now because God did not openly manifest Himself till now. I've quoted you. I quote, always quote this. Taken from the token. He said, when God went down to Egypt, Moses, He didn't just go down and manifest Himself in signs and wonders, but He appeared visibly. Even so now, His picture taken by a camera. That's what He said. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that often come upon it. Rain in seven seasons. Seven times the word of God comes upon the earth and seven is completion. Let us go on to completion, Paul said. And he couldn't do it. He could not do it because the Spirit of God would not come at that time and do it. God would not appear in a pillar of fire at that time and do it. 2,000 years later, he could. So, let us go on to perfection means when the last time the message comes in the seventh church age, God comes with it. In the form of a pillar of fire, and that's when they crucify themselves the Son of God afresh. It doesn't say Son of Man. It says they take the Holy Ghost and literally crucify Him. And they say no to God. That's exactly what they do. And he said, now he said, the earth, that we are the husbandry of God. We drink in the rain. We bring forth the fruit of God. We bring forth the word. Because it is dressed of God. We receive blessing from God. We are the farm of God. But that which bringeth thorns and briars. And there's no difference between the vessels of one lump of clay. He makes one to glory and one to dishonor. And they reject it. And it says, it's nigh to cursing, whose end is to be burned. At this time, you're at the door of cursing. At this time, this hour, there's a blessing and there's a cursing. Which, what do you want today? It's in the power of your mind. All you got to do is let your mind go with it. I prove it to you. Of course, it doesn't prove anything. It's just my experience. I sat under him in Yuma, Arizona. And Brother Brown said, the shout is the message. And I said, huh. I said to myself, Brother Branham, you said a lot of strange things. This is a strange law. I cannot take the shout as a message. And my mind instantly said, but just a minute. When was he ever wrong? So my mind said, hallelujah, the shout's the message. That did it. From that time on, it drizzled right down into my soul. And from that time on, I was aflame for the shout. The shout, the kuzma. It took me years to see. It meant putting the church in order. Get you in order to go. No problem. Open your minds. So if Brother Dale and Brother Branham were here, well, I appreciate that. I'd sure sit down and hurry. And the only way he'd get me to preach, say, Lee, I'm so dog tired, I just want you to preach the doom. Well, I said, Brother Branham, I will do a favor for you, but for nobody else. And I would mean it. And that's the truth. Now, I'm both just telling the truth. A lot of when Brother Branham died, certain preachers thought they could use me. They found it different. I'm not to be used. No, sorry about that. You haven't got enough money. Even God has a hard time. How are you going to do it? Okay, we don't have to read anymore. But these people, with the anointing, imitate the prophet and can handle the gifts superbly, can handle the anointing superbly. Satan has always done that, but he can't handle the word. He tells the truth here. 15th verse, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing. Inwardly they are ravening wolves. Now, how in the world can you look at a sweet, what you call kindly, godly, benevolent, wonderful, outgoing, charity-producing person and say, that guy is here to eat me up? That's what it says here. He's a ravening wolf. Outwardly, he is 100% Christian. Inside, he's a devil. No, can't take that. Well, you better take it. You better take it. You better take it. Or go on home now. I can't help you. I've got no time for you either. Because I can't help you. You're a smart doctor, Dirk, that I can't help you. I'll send you to a doctor I think can help you. I don't know where I think. Could pray for you. It says here, wolves and sheep clothing. They got every evidence of being right. Christian, every evidence. You'll know them by their fruits. Now, the fruit cannot be the exterior. It cannot be character. It cannot then be gifts. It cannot be anything you can see on the outside. Do men gather grapes of thorns and figs thistles? Even as every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Now what's he talking about? Prophet! What's a prophet all about? Word! See that old Elijah, he's a prophet. He's got the word of the hour. Not like Moses now, not like Isaiah, but he's got the word of the hour for his particular area. Just like Elijah did. Here's old Elijah. Let's take him first. Grubby little old boy. He's a mean little fella. You know, the king sent a captain and 50 men. And they said, oh, man of God, come on down. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down. You all got Adamite. Wasn't that pretty? Woo! Man, talk about fireworks. I love that. Pyrenamics. Oh, man, that's better 4th of July. Elijah, do some more of that. That suits me just fine. Oh, you bunch of lying hypocrites. You cringe. I'm just checking spirits, not people now. You cringe to see fire come down and take 50 men sent on a mission that didn't do one thing to the man. I'll tell you why. They were allied with the head guy who was allied with Satan. And it's a bunch of snotty-nosed little brats came up one day. Okay, old bald head. Okay, old bald head. He said, God, he said, get those kids. She bears going to kill 53 of them. A good old friend of mine who's dead now from India, Bishop Pillai, became a Christian. He's a sweet old guy. Oh, he's so sweet. And he said, you see, we understand those bears over there in the Orient. They're bears that kind of get rallied, and they kind of swap the kids around. Go slap, slap, slap. They didn't. They killed those kids. The same guy told me that Rahab the harlot, that word harlot means an innkeeper. So she was an innkeeper. Like Fun Arania said, she was a whore. So much for the bishop. I'm not trying to get you mad at people. I hate myself when I get angry. Listen, I'll go home and I'll just say, oh God, why don't you just kill me? I don't preach nice. I'm dirty and mean up in the pulpit. I'm X-rated and you know what. In the pulpit and out of the pulpit. Why don't you just get rid of me? And he doesn't listen. You haven't got enough brains but to come here and keep me talking. I've got a prayer. I'm telling you the truth, though, brother, sister. I'm going to tell you something. Listen. I want you to know my nature now because I spill my guts. If I was going to kill you 5 minutes from now, and I meant to and I would do it, and you came and said, Brother Vale, I want to ask you an honest question. Before God, I would give you an honest answer, then I would kill you. Do you hear me? Now, I'm not going to kill anybody, but I'm honest before you, and I want you to know that I'm honest. No matter what I say and how I say it, I'm trying to be as honest as I mean. I'm trying to show you what is a prophet all about. He comes from God with, thus saith the Lord, this is what God says, this is what he wants, this is what he will do, this is what he requires of you, and if you don't do so-and-so, that's what a prophet does. These guys are liars. Where does the word, where are they liars? In the word. They don't come from God. They're not prophets, true prophets. There's one place they go off, word. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now please understand what I'm saying, or you're going to be confused. You'll be right back in Pentecost. And I could name you names right now, and I can embarrass some in the congregation here. I'm not here to embarrass. I get letters. I get telephone calls. I could make you sit here and blush. Not just a shame for yourself, but a shame for people you know. Don't call my bluff. Don't call my bluff. I don't have any friends. I don't have a wife. I don't have children. If you think I'm lying, talk to my wife. I'm not a nice guy. I'm not a sweet guy. I wish to God it was. I'm a coward, too, at the same time. I'll admit it. Up here it's different. If I die, I die. Now he's talking about prophets. They're trees. They bear fruit. They got word. Now he said, a good tree, a good prophet, brings forth the good word. A rotten prophet brings forth rotten word. Wiggletail. A good tree cannot A good prophet cannot. A good prophet cannot. A good prophet cannot. He can't, he can't, he can't, he can't, he can't. Bring forth the wrong word. Yet a Greek student said, Brother Branham made a mistake. Some of you ain't got enough in the ball but listening to. And you wonder why I get mad. Or yet wonder why I get mad. Have the ball. I will be good. Name the dinner you want to go and the city you want to go to. I got 10,000 that said I will take you to the city to buy the meal that you want. That's your last meal before your execution. Because you're dead. You tied a rope around your neck with your own tongue. I don't understand everything he said, but he said it right. And if I go to hell for this, I'm still saying it's right. Because my Bible, Jesus himself said, a true prophet cannot bring forth a wrong word, and a false prophet cannot bring forth anything but a rotten word. And every tree that is a false prophet, hewn down and cast into the fire. This is this hour. This hour. Wherefore by the word you know them. What word do they bring? Some old dead tired message? Their ministries are mimicry. Their mimicries are duplicate. They're real, but they're duplicates. Not original. Neither is their word. But the old tired message and organization. I'm Trinitarian, hallelujah. Look at my message, so I got to be right. And that prophet, William Branham, got smattered across the road. That judging man got judged himself. Thank God we got rid of it. You know, those people aren't nice. They talk about love. They ain't got no love anymore than I got. They ain't got much. I'm trying to show you something. I preached a whole series on love, and I try to keep telling you folks, look, if it doesn't come out of the life that's in this word, with the word, you ain't got it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If he had loved that word, she'd have loved her husband right. Not some filth that came in, some handsome dog of a man. You know, Brother Branham said about him? Oh, forget it. By the fruit you know. Not every prophet that says, Lord, Lord, not everybody says, Lord, Lord, in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will come. The prophets will come and say, Lord, Lord, we not prophesy many in thy name, cast the devil's thy name, verse. And I'll confess. Now, I'm going to tell you flat. He said, I never, ever knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. But just a minute now, Lord, hold it. They're saying right now, and this is the white throne. How can William Branham say that horrible thing? Look at he. Listen, you Branhamites, let me tell you something. He warned you people. Don't you dare blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Don't you dare say tongues there. Don't you dare say the devil did that. Don't you dare say the devil did it. You're blaspheming God. Your own prophet told you that. Now you come along and try to tell me that God said you didn't know me. So I can hear him saying today, look what we do. Look, we're doing this, we're doing that. We got the same ministry. All William Branham did was to come to set an example of what's real. He did not. He came to tell you what's real. That's the whole thing here. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. This which we have reviewed, that's just a review so far, is part of the word that is now coming to life into full manifestation. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, 13 to 14. Now let's look at Ephesians, the 5th chapter, 13 to 14. And you already know what this is. You're way ahead of me. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make light, make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So therefore what we see is manifested Christ himself. We see the miracles attesting to the pillar of fire and the cloud and all of these things. And we know that this is the truth. And he said, therefore get away from those that are dead. Amen. Amen. You sleeping bride, wake up. and get out. Matthew 25. Second Peter. Oh, we got to get out of here. That's a horrible thing, isn't it? Not feel good enough to keep preaching. Got to go. Look, Matt, Peter, but there were false prophets also among the people. Even there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in down with heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring swift destruction upon themselves. In other words, these false prophets are responsible for a teaching ministry. See, I'm vindicated. Got the same thing he had. Read the rest for yourself. We haven't got time. Let's go to Jude. Just before Revelation. Jude 12 and 4. Now listen, they're sitting down with us. The wheat and the tares are together. And the kingdom of God, the white throne is here. Say what you want. So I think Brother Brand's just typing. Type all you want. Be my guest. Just don't write me a letter. I will therefore, verse 5, I will therefore put your remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. They saw the signs and wonders, but they couldn't take the word. And the angel which kept not their first estate, left their own habitation, yet reserved everlasting chains under darkness, the day of judgment, the great day. What happened there? They fell for Satan and worshipped him. Even the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, Sodomites, the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves to strange fornication, and going after strange flesh, that's man to man, woman to woman, so on, bestiality, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, these are filthy dreamers, defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel went continue the devil, disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain. Cain took the Bible. Beautiful sacrifice. The Bible said Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. So Cain's was excellent. But because he did it, he killed his brother. The murder wasn't the iniquitous thing. The act of worshiping God apart from revelation was iniquity. Was unrighteousness. Where do you sit this morning? Now look at it, it goes both ways. Are you under the curse? Are you under the blessing? You can't sit between. It's over. Oh, I know these preachers do sit on the fence. You don't know if you're off the fence. You think you can turn a corner? You've turned the corner. Don't kid yourselves anymore, brothers, sisters. Holocaust now. It's white throne now. You don't understand, do you? You can't let your thinking go. I'm going to beat you over the head spiritually speaking. Time and eternity have blended. It's not down the road. Stop looking down the road. The prophet warned you. I suppose I badgered that statement as much as any man has. The way of Cain ran after the heir of Balaam for reward. Balaam made a fool of himself for money. So did Oral Roberts. I've told you the truth. He made a fool of himself for money. Oh, God, I hope you're picking up some things, brother, sister. Not just outside what goes inside the so-called message. They are spots in your feast of love when they feast with you. You didn't catch it, did you? By the way, are you this morning down in a Roman Catholic church? Are you in a Pentecostal church this morning? Are you in a Baptist church? Then you're not feeding with the mind. I'm not one of those guys to say, watch the fella next door and rule him out because you want to get in. I'm just reading the scripture to you. Please be born down the synagogue. They weren't munching and crunching with the Sanhedrin. Paul said, people have come in amongst us. Where did Corinthians and Byron come from? Out of Egypt. I said a while ago, look, you may have come out of Pentecost. Did Pentecost come out of you? What are they? Clouds without water. Feeding without fear. You know, you can sit right here this morning and not be a little bit afraid of what I'm teaching. And I'm teaching you word by word as the prophet said. I'm not going outside the message. I'm not. Oh, people say I got my own message. I said, who cares? They said that when I wrote the book and Brother Branham proved them wrong. The big shot said, oh, Brother Branham, Lee Vale said this, you didn't. So Brother Branham didn't stew. He didn't understand the white throne judgment. I didn't. He didn't, so I was wrong. They don't understand presence, so I'm wrong. They don't understand this, so I'm wrong. I'm right. You bet I'm right. You know something? Let's get this flat. Brother Branham in the Anointed Ones of the End Time proved that vindication is 100% passé. It is 100% out. It has nothing anymore to do with anything, except that you are gullible and you've been taken in tow by the devil. Because once the thing is vindicated, the thing vindicated is what you look at, which is the Word. So therefore, it's the Word test. Feeding themselves without fear, clouds without water, carried by the wind, trees without fruit, withered without, whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice plucked up dead, plucked up by the roots, they're dead, twice dead, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars in the reserve, is reserved the blackness of dark forever. Enoch prophesied of those. See, there it is. God knew this would occur. Here is the sovereignty of God set out before us. As in Romans, the 9th chapter, 1 to 24, of the same lump, the same church, the same group, the same everything, he can make those that are honorable to him and those that are dishonorable. And he can say, Pharaoh, I raised you up for this purpose, and you can't do a thing about it. And then the answer comes in, if that's the case, why does God fuss? What's it all about? He said, hold your tongue. You listen to God. Brother Branham, the best Brother Branham could ever say was this, if God simply lost something to find it, that's not right. But he said what Irenaeus said, God being a Savior, necessary to predestinate a sinner who requires salvation in order to give himself reason for being. And Brother Branham said, God being a Savior, having the attributes, it was becoming to him to predestinate that Savior, knowing that he would save him, not just for the sake of say, losing and finding, but to bring him to a place he could never know otherwise, because God could not know it otherwise, unless God enacted his drama and gave us a part in it, to bring forth all of God, that it might be all for us. People understand that. It can't be denied. This word of Matthew 24 is now living. It is manifested. So it's living. It's life. It is the corrupt word of the corrupt church of Revelation 3:14-22. In contrast to the bride now being formed according to Ephesians 5:22-32. And Ephesians 4:15-16. Read it for yourself. The fulfillment of 2 Thessalonians 2 is in progress and nearly completed. The hour of 1 Thessalonians 4 has arrived and is quickly being fulfilled and will soon pass away. It will. Yes, beloved, Matthew 24:24 is here now. And with it, whether we want it or not, is the opening of the seals, Revelation 22:10. And he said to me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. What time? When this book is open, the seals are open, everything I'm preaching this morning from Brother Branham is extant, it's right here now, and he that is unjust is still unjust and will always be. White throne. He that is holy still. Filthy, filthy still. Righteous, righteous still. And he said, look, at this time, know this for sure, I'm coming in a hurry, and I'll show you. My reward, the millennium for the righteous, the lake of fire for the wicked, the day after tomorrow. Just that quick. I'm helping to make it. What I did once, I'm doing again. It's all wound up. Blessed are they who wash their robes. They've got the right to the tree of life. They will enter into Zion. The die is cast. Brother, sister, are you waiting to make up your mind and turn a corner? I wonder if it's possible. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it better be now while you got a chance. Because look, I'm preaching literally a past tense gospel that is still current by the grace of God. And remember, grace is something that's outside of you entirely. You just got to receive it. But redemption is something somebody paid for. It must have thought a lot of it to pay the price. So many fears. So many people have so many fears today. They got so much fear and uncertainty since the prophet is gone. What they ought to keep in mind is this, the apostle's question. And the apostle's question is this, that they asked the Lord Jesus, what is the sign of your presence, your appearing? And he said, false prophets. Well, I wouldn't really argue with the Lord. And far be it from me. Blush. To ever suggest he could be wrong, but I would have said it this way. No. You'd have been wrong. You'd be just like the devil. You'd have been the devil's mouthpiece. You'd have proved in the devil's kingdom. He said, false prophet. In other words, the real McCoy, the real genuine prophet comes on the scene, and then false prophets come. The real originator of the genuine miracles, with thus saith the Lord, has been here, then somebody follows him. Those that follow are false. I am sorry, brother, sister. Brother Branham was not here for an example. He was here for the Word. He's Elijah. Hello, bald head. Oh, pardon me, I understand you're a man of God. In fact, I hear you're a prophet of God. My great King Ahab says, come on down here. He said, if I'm a man of God, let fire come and get you birds. Oh, don't. Don't what? Don't what? Here's John the Baptist. He's number three Elijah. Oh, he said, you brand of vultures. You vipers. Snakes in the grass. You with your false word coming here as though you got something. I'm going to tell you something. The fire is going to get you. Oh, don't say that. Don't say those things. Okay. What's the sign of your presence? Well, it's all light and glory, Hillary. One will come in that day straight from me, and he will set the church in order, and the women will all get just with short hair yet. Oh, who wants that lousy long hair when the poor woman's got wall-to-wall hair in every room? My wife's hair is in my sock. How in the world her hair gets in my sock? Well, you see, maybe she uses your socks for wiping the dust off. She's done that too, but didn't get any hair in them. Well, why does she cut her hair? Ha-ha. She did it one time. So one day old Daddy Dale said, listen, honey, William Branham ain't no little two-bit prophet. There's got to be something this uncut hair bit I don't know and you don't know. But I think it's serious. Now it's up to you. You let it grow or not. Shall let it grow. William Branham wasn't any messenger that came with a model character reference, so he had it. He wasn't some great example any more than Jesus was. Don't you make Jesus your example. You make him your Savior. William Branham was that prophet Elijah, and anybody coming after is a dupe and a doozy. He's a phony.
Amen.
And his word will be phony.
Amen.
That's the word of God, brother, sister. False prophets. Listen, brother, sister, believe it or not. Now listen, get this carefully, because I got to close in a few minutes because we're late for dinner, but who cares? We will be, but you rush right away. Don't even worry about shaking my hand. I won't worry about yours. I just love you. I'll keep you too long, though. Now get this for your faith. False prophets, believe it or not, there is where your faith is resting. You didn't think it would, but it is. Because if he didn't fulfill this part of his word, then you know he didn't fill the other part of it either. The very thing that you might not want to pin your faith on, you better pin it on, because it's all the word of God. You say, Brother Vail, I know the false prophets are out there. I want to ask you one question. How do you recognize it? Then you are the elect because you aren't deceived. You never thought of that, did you? But it's the truth. The old song says, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be deceived. I am immovable. I'm on the rock. I'm undeceivable. Because of God's Spirit. Because that Spirit in me said, hey, that's the one. My Spirit said amen to the word of the prophet. And by the grace of God, every single word the prophet says. Every word. The true prophet is gone and the false ones linger on. The lingering proves that he is here. Because that's a sign of his presence. William Branham introduced him like John, and John went. So Jesus said, well, John's gone, I got to go too. Did he? He fulfilled the scripture. He's got to increase. I got to increase, he's got to decrease. John said he must increase, I must decrease. William Branham said the same thing. And he said there's one following him, and if it's a man, he wasn't that prophet, and the one following him would increase while William Branham decreased. And people don't want that. I do. Because the more that God increases, the quicker William Branham gets back here, and the better chance I got of seeing him. In a hurry. And I always was in a rush. The true prophet is gone, the false ones linger on. Their lingering proves he is here, he is present. The word is living because he is living, and we are living also by the same one who brought his word to life or manifestation. He's here. He's the one that brought his word to life and manifestation, and the manifestation was light, so the light is here, the life is here. And we're waiting for our manifestation. And who's going to bring it to us? He's going to raise the dead. Brother Brown said, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit came down to set himself at the head of the church in order to raise the dead. And then headship is here. He hasn't gone. I could say personal things. What's the use? Because he lived, we live. And because it is now a raising up to where he is, we are now the overcomer of the seventh age. What do I mean by that? Let me read it again. Because he lives, we live. And because it is now a raising up to where he is, we are now the overcomer of the seventh church age. I got that out of Revelation chapter 20. I beg your pardon, chapter 3. Let me read it. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come into him and sup with him, and he is eat. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, as I am also overcome and sit down on my Father's throne, with my Father in his throne. So the same one is in the process of raising us up. Right. Right to the wedding supper, right to the millennium, right to Mount Zion. Right to the white throne. The bride with the groom sitting on the throne. He's there now. See? Listen. Once again, I want to read it, and I'm through reading. I should have had time to read all these scriptures. They're more precious when I read them to you. But let me read it just again. In Revelation, the 22nd chapter, and in verse 10, seal not the things of the prophecy of this book. In Revelation 10 and 4, it was sealed. Revelation 22 and 10, it must be unsealed. Who sealed it? A prophet was told to seal it. Where was it sealed? On earth. Where did the thunders come? On earth. Where is the word unsealed? On earth. Who unseals it? A prophet. What prophet? The seventh church age. Is he indicated in Scripture? Yes, to restore the word. Who is he? Elijah. One and the same person. He opens the book, tears off the seals by the grace of God through Revelation. The Holy Spirit in angelic form gives him complete unsealing. It's open. People still get mixed up. The prophet said the seventh seal was not open to the public. But he also said two things about the seventh seal. One was his literal coming, and one was Revelation 10 and 7. You've got to put them in their respective places. Revelation 10, 1 to 7 has taken place. The literal second coming is yet to take place. And remember, any revelation is a materialization of God's word by the Holy Ghost. Then the second coming per se cannot open until he comes. That part of the seventh seal is still waiting. But the first part's not. The same prophet said all seven seals were open. Don't try to fight Scripture and make yourself some kooky little doctrine. You'll die with it. You'll stop taking communion pretty soon, things like that. Brother, sister, don't be kooky. Act the way you were acting when Brother Branham was here. See? The book is open. The time is at hand. For what? Matthew 24:24. Choose you this day what prophet you're going to go to. Choose you this day what words in your mind. Oh, you can be like the great theologian over there in Europe. He's got a very famous name, a famous preacher behind him. That's all he has got, too. He came to me years ago. Well, he said, Zachariah says so-and-so, Brother Branham can't be right. I said, forget it. I asked you a question. Bright boys and bright girls, are you here this morning? I'm a little sarcastic, a little edgy, it's all right. Don't mind me, just listen to me. Throw it in the gutter, you want to do it. I don't care. Please listen to me. How much Bible was Brother Branham supposed to preach at the end time? Do I know the answer? I'll give it in a nutshell. The prophet in the former reign, who comes at the time of the latter reign, sows the seed of the entire Bible from the serpent to the prophet in the former reign. And I'm going to tell you something. 90% of Brother Brown's messages do just that and nothing more. So that's the Bible. You're kind of stunned, aren't you? Nice to be stunned. Makes you put away your thinking and say, hey, I better get with the prophet. I better not try to conjure my own scripture up and say, well, it doesn't fit here, prophet. It doesn't fit there because, you see, I've got a little bit of light. What did you have? You haven't had near the dreams and visions I had that I can prove in public came to pass. I ain't got nothing except what he gave me. Hallelujah, I'm going to hold on to it. And I'll tell you something, what I did have stunk. Stank? What's the difference? Stunk. I'm not here in ceremony, brother, sister. And I'm not going to go to him with any great Hail Marys, this or that. You and I better come to the place where Jehovah was born, crying over a manure pile. Where Jehovah could hang upon a cross, where Jehovah could die for you and me. Yeah, I don't understand it, but I know it's true. Where God became weak humanity. Not some puffed up person. Oh, you see, Brother Dale, but the scripture says when that great man comes, all the high things come down, all the low things go. Oh, it's going to be a great thing. It's going to be so simple. It goes over everybody's heads. And the theologians say, well, if he was alive, he'd give us this scripture. He'd give us that scripture. He'd have done the other thing. Is that so? Ha! Can't you read your Bibles and know the prophet taught us it never was the way people thought and never will be? You know, that's the beginning of wisdom. That's the truth right there. Well, the Lord bless you. I hope you can see that the word has come to light, brothers, living right today.
Amen.
You look out there and see those guys. You say, hey, now just a minute, those false prophets, they can't be the word. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, that's the living word. But not like Elijah, the living word. Those ordained in election, foreknown of God, are not those foreordained according to Peter that were given to destruction. But they were all there in the economy of God. They were those whose names are on the book of life, and the names are taken off. Oh, yeah, God knew all about it. The word of God is living. The prophet said, this word, Matthew 24:24, is living now. Is living now. And because it lives, we're going to live. Oh, yeah, listen, years and years ago, I told you many times, tell you for the last time, I hope. I told my wife, I said, look, kid, you got to dye your hair black. Got to get me a Cadillac. And if you don't mind, pick up another couple of gals. and God will bless me. I'll have gifts. I can shoot the works. Then one day the prophet sat with me. Before you ever heard it, I knew it. The anointed ones of the end time. Turned me right around. It was all over. It's all over. It's done. It's finished. He that's holy, holy. Just is just. Righteous, righteous. Wicked, wicked. White throne. If you can take this, you are taking the white throne. What are you scared about? Huh? That God should save a sinner such as I? Yeah, look at yourself. Look at those birds out there. They're living. They're fulfilling the entire word of God. And we can spot them. And only the very elect can spot them. Ah, I take my telescope of revealed word. And I flash it around the world and I see them rising on the horizon, tumbling back. And I say, not that one, not that one, not that one. No. No problem. Rest. Is that the rest you talked about, Jack? That's right. Before we dismiss, I want to say again, I'm sorry that I hadn't felt well enough to be with you as I want to be. Today I'm fine, good enough. I'll just push myself and I'll be fine. And when I can't push myself, I'll depend on you to push me. Right? I got a wheelbar, whatever it takes. We'll push together. Have fellowship where we can. And I trust to see you again. I don't know when. Time is getting short now. One of these days, it's going to be all over. That's true. But until that time, where's Lloyd? Want him up here? We got a piano? Anybody play by ear? Let's see. Where are you? And it doesn't matter. Can you? Are you right closer than the... Oh, here you come. Okay. I figured you'd be back there, Hope. We're going to sing Till We Meet. Brother Branham used to sing that. I knew a preacher who could never, ever sing that song. He could sing any song I've ever heard in my life. He could sing. But he could never start that one off. I don't start any song off. But in the days left to us, I trust that there develops a transparency between us where no one tries to hurt anybody, but everybody stands with the word. Neither to rook and to crook anybody, nor to be rooked and crooked by anybody. But men and women standing one by one with that word and that word in them. I don't want to hurt anybody, and I don't want anybody to hurt me. That's right. It's the way you are to be too. May God help us. Before we sing, let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we'll soon be going now, singing till we meet. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Lord, we're asking one thing, that you be with us. And be with us as you were all these days since we knew the prophet. And until we're taken out of here to immortality or death, you be that one that was there on the road to Emmaus, keeping our hearts burning, revealing yourself, revealing those things we need to know, until we say our hearts are burning with the divine fire of the Holy Ghost, taking every impurity, every wrong word, every wrong thought, every wrong impulse, every motive out of our hearts, minds, and beings, suffusing us with the living word of God, that we as true elect can discern and are willing to be discerned with all love, compassion, and tenderness, motivated by the Holy Ghost, stand here and forevermore live that life until one day perfection comes by the new and glorified body. Father, bless everyone present. Lord God, may we not stand in doubt of each other from this moment on. I pray, help us, oh God. That would be the finest thing I could ever believe would happen right here on this earth in this meeting. Never more to stand in doubt, but to begin to realize this is my brother, this is my sister. And then begin to do to them and they to us what we would want done to ourselves. But not some little foolish thing that men's hearts and minds may dream up. Something petty. But men in battle, women in battle, Women in the front ranks. Men in the front ranks. God's people with God's word. That's what we want, Lord, and that's what I pray. Father, help me because I've been very dissolute and irresolute many times. And I'm not ashamed to confess it, except I'm ashamed that I am what I am. The Lord, I can confess what you said, we're the elect. We know that much. Help us to know all the rest of it, Lord, and rise above it all. So go with us, Lord, and perhaps we can come back again. I hope so. But until we do come back, I know that it's a matter that you're going to be with us, and we will meet at Jesus' feet. God of the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be all power and honor and glory to Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you, Brother Lord.